The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776.
Did that come back?
Yep. Hold.
Yeah, hold.
Cheaters.
You can also get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real.
Yeah, that's a hold.
And a little bit. At Aaron is Blitz. Chiefs and Bills going on even as we speak. You can also get us on, you can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also go to twitch.tv/ESPN975. You missed the first hour, pretty much all Texans. Little Astros to wrap them up for the season. And last part there, we're talking a little bit about who might have some trade value for your Texans. And that's the thing that concerns me. If I'm them, I call up, you know, Lance Zierlein and say, hey, come make five trades for us. We'll pay you $100,000.
If I'm them, I call up Arizona because Arizona's the only team that can afford to bring in anybody. And I just say, listen, do you want to sign Larry Fitzgerald to an extension and then trade him to us? Is that something you'd be interested in?
Now, we're supposed to be getting away from that, AJ.
Oh.
So,
same guy's making deals now that was here making deals, you know, 6 weeks ago. Jack Easterby's still in that building.
Yeah.
And you know he was in on all these deals.
Well, he had to be, unless he's really good at distancing himself and making it look like it was all O'Brien, which O'Brien was really good at, making it look like it was all somebody else. So maybe he just got outplayed there. So, one thing you were speculating on was, would you trade Deshaun Watson? He's got a no-trade clause.
He does have a no-trade
clause as part of this contract. So that's out. So basically, what I came down on is Watson, Tunsil off limits. Anybody else, if I get a draft pick for him, see ya.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I keep Tytus Howard because he's cheap, but if you offered me more than I think he's worth,
yep,
see ya. Boy, somebody would take Nick Martin.
I would
throw
so
a party.
Great.
I would throw a party.
I wish somebody would take Zach Cunningham.
Well,
and he's untradeable.
I don't know how anybody who knows what they're doing could look at him and say, oh, we need that guy, especially at that price.
It's crazy.
But, all right.
But it's also, I mean, we can't keep harping on it. The guy didn't know what he was doing. That's why he's gone.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so Chiefs and Bills are underway right now. Chiefs just scored.
14-10, is that right?
13-10 because
they missed the extra
somebody
point.
Missed an extra point, AJ.
Oh.
It happens.
Bucker.
Shame.
All right, so.
Analytically.
Let's go to the rest of the NFL. We start with Colts Bengals. Boy, the Bengals gave them a little bit of a run here.
They were up 21-0, it seemed like, in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. And Colts come back.
I had the Colts in a money line parlay. I was like, what the hell?
You got there, though.
I did get there. It just made me sweat.
And this not exactly how you want to do it. You don't want to have Phillip Rivers throwing the ball up 44 times, but the Colts are the better team. Big second quarter to get back into it and then, you know, warm down in the fourth.
And Joe Mixon leaving the game, that helped some, too.
That definitely had an impact on the game. I guess we can dust in the win for the Vikings.
Oh, my.
That's another one. They were down 20-0 before you could blink, and they never came back. And Kirk Cousins with another three picks.
I mean, Kirk Cousins, and you'll look at Kirk Cousins' final box score, and you'll say, 24-36, 343 yards, three touchdowns. No, three picks is never good. It feels like all of the yards that he threw for, any success that he had came after the game was out of reach.
And you know what? That's one thing that QBR does right. Do you know what his number was?
28.
Yeah. And Matt Ryan, by comparison, 92.4.
Matt Ryan was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Julio Jones looked like vintage
Julio.
Julio.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a show. By the Falcons, it's easy to say Dan Quinn was holding them back all this time, but The offense looked better. The defense looked better. The only problem they had was in the second half stopping Justin Jefferson, which I think is going to be a problem for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But Justin Jefferson didn't do anything in the first half either. He was right there with Kirk Cousins. Going, what? Are we going to play? When's kickoff? Bro, it's 20 to nothing.
You know what? Sometimes you make that gamble, as they did when they signed Kirk Cousins and said, "Ah, we need better than Case Keenum."
Yeah.
And I don't blame them for doing it, but it clearly had. I mean, it got them close.
Yep.
But they were already close.
You thought Kirk Cousins could put you over the top, and it's easy to say Kirk Cousins sucks. I don't think he sucks. I just don't think he's a Super Bowl quarterback.
He sucked yesterday.
He sucked yesterday for yeah. sure.
Broncos beat the Patriots 18-12. Not a great outing for Cam Newton. Not a great outing for Drew Lock either, but really just an ugly-ass game.
What an odd game for Bill Belichick. You know, extra rest, extra preparation, coming off a loss. This used to be a home run spot for him, and it looked like they just showed up with no game plan. It was really, really disjointed the whole game. They refused to hand the ball off to running backs at any point. I don't understand what they were doing, honestly. That was an awkward, ugly performance, and good for the Broncos. They took advantage of it.
You know what they look like? They look like a team that had their routine upset by COVID and hadn't adjusted. Kind of what we thought might happen to the Titans.
Yeah, the Titans did. They handled it better.
Yeah, much better. Giants get their first win. They beat the football team 20-19.
What a win for the Giants. That was it ended up being a much better game than you thought it was going to be. I don't really have a whole lot of good to say about either one of these teams, but here's the football team. They go for two.
Yeah.
And they didn't get it, and it cost them. Now, for them, it was a little bit different because...
What are the analytics say?
If they go for one there, they can't lose.
Right.
Who knows what would have happened in overtime, but if you're the football team, you also are pretty well aware that you're probably not winning this game.
You're a 1-5, 1-4 team at the time. I'm fine with going for it. Ravens Eagles. The Ravens were running these guys out of the building, and if you were on
Ravens, also moneyline parlay piece. Thank you.
But don't thank you if you had the Ravens to cover, because they're at no
terrible.
Point did it look like the Eagles were in this football game, and then
they weren't.
Then they put up 22 in the fourth, and if they get the 2-point conversion or the onside kick, they have a chance to win the game.
Dude, if they got that. I mean, they could have ruined teases. If they would have just kicked the extra point, that would have ruined a tease. So it was if you bet on the Ravens, I'm sorry. You should have done what I did and just put them in a moneyline parlay.
Well, I would have felt pretty good about that bet. So, boy, here's one. That
was a rough game for the team that obviously usually has the advantage rushing the ball, did not have the advantage rushing the ball. And... really, besides Lamar Jackson, nobody could get going for them. So it was hard to put that game away because Dobbins, Ingram, Edwards, all the guys that they've counted on all year to ice games when they've had big leads, none of them could get anything going. Dobbins, 3.1 yards per carry. Edwards, 1.9 yards per carry. Ingram, 4.0 yards per carry. 5 carries. So they just couldn't they couldn't ice that game the way they normally would.
You know, right when I start to think maybe these aren't the same old Browns, they go into Pittsburgh and do what they always do. They get their ass kicked.
My best bet of the week, and it, I feel so stupid because I took like I didn't want to give the hook,
right?
So I played -115. Nah, I didn't need to do that. It was free money basically, and you could tell about 2 minutes in. And it's the same story as always on Baker Mayfield. If there is pressure on Baker Mayfield, that's what he looks like.
Right.
He's a bum. And that's in these commercials where Baker Mayfield's like, "Oh, I perform best under pressure." That's a lie.
Yeah.
That commercial is false advertising, because under pressure, I think he's like, if not last, near the very last in QBR under pressure. It's awful. So I perform best under pressure is an outright lie.
Yeah. And by the way, Steelers look pretty damn good on defense. Bears beat the Panthers 23-16. Nothing special, but the Bears rolling along at 5-1. If you told me the Bears would be 5-1 and the Vikings would be 1-5, I would have laughed at you.
Well, they're I didn't do it, but yeah, the Bears continue to exceed expectations. I'm still not sold that the Bears are good, but it doesn't matter because they're 5-1.
Yeah,
and you know the Packers lose, so suddenly they're in the lead in their division.
Lions beat the Jaguars 34-16. Not really a surprise there. Lions are the better of the bad two teams.
Yeah, and they do what they always do, and they get out to a big lead. This time they just didn't blow it in the second half the way they normally do.
The only game that I was right about this weekend, Dolphins shut out the Jets 24-0. Another solid effort from Ryan Fitzpatrick. The Jets are just hapless. Doesn't matter who plays quarterback. They're just hapless. And the Dolphins are okay. I mean, the Dolphins to me are they're 3-3. It's about where they should be. They're an 8-8 type of team. And the Jets are an 0-16 type of team.
Yeah, they're incredibly bad. It was nice to see Tua get out there.
Yeah, I got a couple. Kind of a nice moment after the game where he just sort of went out and took in the field and looked around. For a guy who, you know, you wondered when he was going to get back because of that injury. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. And
Ryan Fitzpatrick on the sideline waving his arms around was pretty cool, too, getting the crowd hyped up. So.
Both of them.
Yep.
You talk about when you bet something, you feel pretty good about it. When it was 10-0 Packers, I'm like, okay, I got this. This is great. And then they stopped and get whipped 38-10 by the Bucks.
Well, we both lost on that game, and I didn't bet the Packers, but I bet the over, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you're on your way.
I was well on
my way. You'd have been happy at halftime. You're like, oh, this is there.
Yeah, but pretty rough. And the Bucks defense is good, man. That team is legit on defense. The Packers, I don't know. They, like, when Aaron Rodgers was on the sideline doing that, like, stupid little dance, and then they didn't score another point for the rest of the game.
Yeah, what the hell was it?
How about you win the game before you start dancing on fools? It's a bad look.
Yeah, and that's my fantasy quarterback for the week.
Rodgers?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, that didn't work. The night game, San Francisco, who people were already starting to write off for dead, get a nice win over the Rams.
Yeah, and that game, it's a one-score game at the end, but it was domination.
Yeah, Jimmy actually played well.
Jimmy did play well, even though he's still throwing off his front foot, which looks really weird. You're trying to not let that ankle bother him too much. But, it didn't really matter. George Kittle, the offensive line, everybody stepped up, played a big game, and kept kept him upright. I don't know that he took a real hit all game, and that was pretty much the difference. Goff was under pressure. Jimmy wasn't.
All right, there you go. That's your look.
And Goff looked a little off. Like
he did.
Cooper Kupp got lost in the lights once or something. There was a couple of throws that Goff normally hits that he was off on. So just not a clean game for the Rams.
Yeah, and while he looked more like he did last year in that game last night, because he's been pretty good this year. Maybe he just needed to go and get a nice shave with a Harry's razor. Because guess what? They got new razors, and they didn't raise the price. They're still as low as $2 each. And you can find Harry's new sharper blades in big box drug and grocery stores near you. But if you shop online, you can get a trial set for just $3 when you use code KFNC at checkout on harrys.com. And it's 100% quality guarantee. So guess what? If you don't like the razors, you get the $3 back. That's how confident they are. I love mine. And it's right before I came to the show, it's like, okay, man, I need to shave. I didn't shave all weekend. Nice and clean and quick. Those sharp blades are fantastic. And you can get their sharpest blades ever in big box drug and grocery stores near you if you just head over to the grooming aisle. And if you like to shop online, Harry's has a great offer just for you guys. New customers can get a Harry's trial set for just $3 with code KFNC at harrys.com. That includes a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code KFNC at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try. Code KFNC at harrys.com.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz.
on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. So,
Mike says, Fred, would you trade Watt to the Packers for a fourth and rookie running back Dylan, A.J. Dylan? Packers rookie running back. I would.
Yeah, I try to get more. I try to get a three for him.
Yeah,
I mean, and if it's me, I'm trying to go to these contenders and get a bid going for him.
AJ Dillon was a second round pick last year. I liked AJ Dillon coming out. I mean, he's under control for a while. You get a fourth round pick on top of it. I'd take that.
Yeah, I just
that way you don't. I'm telling you now, and they said this on the broadcast yesterday, and it made me want to throw up. That they feel like they've got to keep running David Johnson to get their money's worth out of the trade.
Yeah, that's just dumb.
The guy sucks. He's not a play. He doesn't have juice. He's out of gas. You can't just keep rolling it out there and thinking it's going to get better. It's not.
I mean, there's guys you could get off the scrap heap. I think you could get more out of.
I think Duke Johnson is better. Like David Johnson.
Yeah, I'd like to see him get the ball more. I don't know what that's a guy I'd like you to make a decision on about whether you bring back next year. But, yeah.
But your decision's made on David Johnson.
No, it's not. It is. He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah. No. So stop saying, oh, they gotta get their value worth out of that trade. No. Like, just grinding it out there for 3 yards a carry and an occasional touchdown, that's not good
enough.
Listen,
at this point, you're not getting value from that trade, and you got rid of the guy who did it.
Sorry.
So, and if it's me, yeah, it's like, okay, listen, I don't care how much we're paying you, dude. I'm going to the other Johnson. And you know what? I'm going to go find somebody off the practice squad and start giving them some time, because if you got somebody with a little bit of explosiveness, you might be able to do something in a run game, because what you're doing isn't working. And there's no reason to just keep committing to this guy right now, because if you really think he's the best you got, okay. Let's see. AJ, can you explain Lomachenko's strategy in the boxing match Saturday night?
I honestly can't. I was super disappointed. I guess Loma felt like he was – I don't know if he thought he was doing more than he was. It was almost patience to a fault. But then I had him losing six of the first seven rounds, and then I had him losing the last round. I don't think they got the decision. The judge who scored that fight 11 rounds to one should never be allowed into a boxing arena again. But no, I don't have a good explanation for Loma's strategy. And that's it. It's what it was, because it's not, I mean, the guy in round eight looks like a world beater. Rounds 8 through 11 looks like if he'd fought like that, even half of the first part of the fight, then he cruises to a decision, but he just didn't. It was a really odd showing. And there's some people who are saying that he did it on purpose so they could get a rematch. That doesn't strike me as even possible. At that level, like Loma's making so much money now, losing to a guy like that isn't going to help him in any way. So, no, I don't think that was the case, but it was a head-scratching showing. Ooh, Travis Kelce, fumble.
Oh, that's not good. Wow. Bills get it?
The Bills get it.
All right, so it's still 13-10?
13-10.
Okay. Yeah, and now a lot of people are throwing out, you know, J.J. Watt trades. It's like, I don't think it's going to happen. And what I would take, that's just a nice defensive play there. What I think it would take is, doesn't matter, because we don't know what Jack Easterby is going to do, since he's your interim GM. We know nothing about this guy other than he rubber stamped everything O'Brien did, or at least was part of it, right? Yeah. Weren't they buddies?
Yeah, they did everything together.
Allegedly, they were on the same page, right? So, if that's the case, you're not going to get value for anybody, I don't think. Now, to me, if you could get rid of Whitney Mercilus and Zach Cunningham, I don't care what value you get. You're getting rid of those contracts.
Yeah.
So.
But that's easier said than done.
Yeah.
In the NBA, people would take that money on because they, you know, you just got to make deals work. But in the NFL, if guys are no good, they're like, well, why would we want him?
Well, but I think, and again, it gets back to you, it's easier for you to get rid of them if they suck. But then you're giving up an asset for them. So you missed the field goal?
Yep.
All right. Bills miss a field goal. 713-780-ESPN. I think somebody says you need more play action with Johnson. They did play action really well yesterday, considering they couldn't run the football.
Like,
but Johnson,
why would play action? Where, when David Johnson's your running back, what good does play action do? No one's threatened by him. It's not like safeties are like, oh no, they're gonna hand it off. We gotta abandon all coverage. No one's thinking that because David Johnson's not good enough to make them think that. Play action isn't the problem. David Johnson is the problem. David Johnson, who hasn't been good at all since 2016, and somehow they thought he would continue to be good or start being good again 4 years down the road. It made no sense at the time. Watching him play, it makes less sense. The guy's no good. You have to stop thinking that he is a starting running back in this league.
A name somebody threw out that a team might be interested in, Bradley Roby. Everybody needs corners.
Yep.
Of course, you just signed him. I'd have to go look at the impact there. But, I mean, I think there's some guys that people might be interested in. It's just, you know, what teams. And I see no reason anyone would want Whitney Mercilus or Zach Cunningham. But I hope I'm wrong.
Will Fuller,
I would deal in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Like,
in a heartbeat.
There's teams out there with serious wide receiver woes. You're telling me it doesn't sound crazy when you consider Jack Easterby would be the one doing the deal. You call the Patriots? Hey, could you guys use Will Fuller?
I call the Eagles and say, because the Eagles apparently can still think they can win that division. And I'm sure they're going to go after people. Seems to be the thing. So, yeah, I mean, I'd deal Will Fuller in a heartbeat. Like I said, I'd deal him, but I don't know that this guy knows what he's doing enough. I don't know if Cal's going to be okay with, hey, let's clean house. I don't know if Deshaun's going to be okay with let's clean house. But at this point, if I'm him, it's like, yeah, we better reset this thing for next year. So, and then hopefully, and like I said, it's not going to take long to rebuild this thing. If you deal the right guys and get some draft pick assets, you'll clear enough cap room to go sign some better players than what you have for less money in some places.
Yeah.
And that was the biggest sin of Bill O'Brien, was overpaying for a lot of these cats, and where you could get the same talent for less money.
You overpaid for just guys.
Right. For average guys. And you know, here's the best example, I think, is we talked about Bernhardrick McKinney. Mm-hmm. Terrell Adams has been better the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And what is he making? Nothing.
And Bernhardrick McKinney's not garbage, but they didn't need to pay him.
Yeah, he's not an $8 million a year player.
Nope. And Zach Cunningham certainly isn't.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, let's do a giveaway. Baseball may be over, but that doesn't mean the fun has stopped at Constellation Field. Bring the entire family and join us this Friday, October 23rd, for our Center Field Cinema event. And enjoy Hocus Pocus on our Texas-sized video board right in the outfield. At 535, caller 5 to 713-780-3776 wins a family of 4-pack of tickets to see the show. Gates open at 6:30. Tickets are $10 GA, and people will social distance on the outfield. So mask up, grab your blankets and chairs, concessions will be open, and meet us at Constellation Field for some hocus pocus.
All right.
That sounds like fun.
I have a giveaway we'll do next segment, I guess. Have you ever been to Black Bear Diner?
I don't know that I have.
Aaron, you neither?
No, they've got one they built by me. It opened like right as Rona hit, so I haven't gone.
Yeah, there's one down there. There's one in Sugarland, one in Katy, one in Spring. I've never been either, but I've got some gift certificates to give away. So we'll do that in the next segment. People can go try out Black Bear Diner. Maybe I need to go try it out my damn self.
I think you should. I think breakfast should.
All day, it says. I do like a nice breakfast.
That's really good on the weekends. I'm not a brunch guy, but I do like a late breakfast.
But when I'm trying to eat keto, when I'm eating low carb, breakfast is super easy because I can just eat like 6 eggs and a bunch of bacon and it'll fill me up. But normally when I'm eating not healthy, breakfast isn't high on my list. But I eat a lot more breakfast when I'm dieting.
713-780-ESPN is your number.
713. Somehow 6 eggs is dieting.
Yeah, I mean, hey, however it works. I mean, the thing is, if there were a diet where you just eat eggs, I could probably pull that off.
Yeah.
If I could just eat eggs all the time. I can't read the name there. Is
DJ. That? Hello there, DJ.
Hello.
You're in?
Yes. You want to talk to the guys?
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to figure out, do y'all remember last year we played New Orleans in the Superdome and we went up and they had a little time to go downfield? Do y'all remember the coverage they played where they just sit back and let the receivers catch the ball and get out of bounds and move downfield? Okay. Why in the world? We're not going to bash Cornell for going for two. But if you know the weakness of your defense is weak, why not play bracket coverage for the sidelines? Because you know they put the throw 8 to 10 yards down the field because they only had one timeout with 1:45 left. Why don't you keep them inbound, play bracket coverage toward the sideline, keep them inbounds, and make them waste more time?
Well, I would say that, and Fred, you can disagree with me, I think the Texans' defense week one last year to week six this year has gone downhill. Like, it's not it wasn't great back week one of last year, but it's worse now somehow.
Well, and you really just don't have the horses back there. And you mentioned that Reed hasn't played well.
That's been a big issue.
Roby's the only guy. And so, yeah, both of your safeties have been average to below average at best. And, you know, with Conley out, you're trotting out. Like Philip Gaines was getting time yesterday. I mean, it's just I don't know that you have enough horses back there to do that. And, you know, here's one thing, though, that I want to point out, because everybody keeps assuming the Texans win the game if they make the 2-point conversion. It's not impossible.
They do win the game if they.
No, I don't think it's a lock because
nine
with 1:44 left. Yeah, you know what happens? For one thing, they play farther back. The Titans score a lot faster. They're going to have a shot at an onside kick.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, they're supposed to win, but it's not a lock. We've seen this defense. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776, and finally getting around to the text line, and it looks like there's a black bear in Beaumont. So,
well, there you go. So those guys can win too.
Can I do my non-pedo positive Rona update of the day?
Sure.
Guy sent me a story talking about things are trending badly, and it was from last week in the Chronicle, and it was because the numbers went up just a little tiny bit for a couple of days, which we talked about, did we not? Can I tell you where we are today?
Please do.
All right. The effective reproduction rate, which has been up over 1, is still over 1. But 1.06, last week it was 1.1, so that number down, right? The 7-day average COVID-19 testing positivity rate is 3.9%, slightly up from 3.5 last week, so a wash. Yesterday, only 337 new people.
So, well, it was Sunday.
Everybody says, well, the Sunday numbers are – no, because they're not. They've been steady. Last week, 497 new cases per week. So week to week. And last week, hospitalizations are way down, 81 compared to 103 last week. So, again, numbers last week went up, but they only went up a little bit. And they've dropped back down this week. So we're hanging steady. My prediction that we flatten the curve is, so like the 11th would have been last week. Yeah, there were more cases last Sunday than there were this week by about 100. So there. But, you know, it just means it's not getting awful here. I do have a couple of, I wouldn't really call them positive cases. You see, I've got
Corona cases?
Yeah.
Well, there's no positive Corona cases. They're
there's some positive stories.
Okay.
Depends on how you look at them. Like, I'll go with less traffic as a positive. But did you see this guy who called it a hoax now feels guilty after he and 13 family members tested positive?
They always think it's always a hoax until they get in there. Yeah. Like, all right. And Chris Christie got it, and he's like, he was in the ICU, like about to die, and he's like, you guys need to take this seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, two of the dude's family members died. Here's another one. A Ukrainian fitness Instagram influencer who thought COVID didn't exist.
He believes it now?
Well, it doesn't matter what he believes, because he died of coronavirus after contracting it on a trip to Turkey. It's like, if you taunt this thing, it goes after you. Everybody who taunts it gets it.
We knew that early on.
And Blaine says, I hear the UK is having a severe spike with COVID. Yeah, they're Europe is back all messed up again. So I don't know what the hell's happening. And there's other parts of the states. Like, I guess the Midwest, it's gotten really awful now.
Yep.
So, you know, I just care about my little corner of the world here. But, you know, the reality is it's not bad in Houston. I can't speak for Beaumont and everybody else. But compared to where it was and to compare where it is everywhere else, we're doing fine. So everybody keep doing what they're doing. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Still 13 to 10.
Yeah, second half just started.
People asking if we got any bets for the Cowboys game tonight. I don't. I mean, if you're...
I like the Cowboys.
I'd probably lean over.
I was leaning over, too, and then I was looking at it. And the Cardinals haven't played an over game yet. I think everybody believes that the Cardinals offense is better than it is.
Well, it's kind of been, they've either been way better than the other guys and their defense has played well, or they've been just crappy and the other guys have outscored them. But
I will say
they're going to score on the Cowboys.
The Cowboys, you take away Dak Prescott and you go, oh man, that's tough. The Cowboys still have a lot of good weapons on offense. You take away Chandler Jones on defense, and now the Arizona Cardinals literally don't have a pass rush at all. No one. Chandler Jones is the best player on their defense, and that's not being talked about a lot that he's done for the year.
And Akua Dan brings up a good point. Now that schools are opened up for HISD, I wonder if the numbers are going to go back up. Same for Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up. I'm not as worried about Thanksgiving and Christmas. Because Labor Day, we didn't have that. But I am worried about the schools opening up, because, you know, the people who are flipping about this are, you know, young people and old people. And I just think, I think this could be where we see a spike. I hope everybody's just smart about it. If you got a fever, don't go.
Well, help John Granato today. He may just have some sinus headache, but he's staying at home. If you feel sick, stay at home.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. If you need somebody to go to the store for you, call somebody to go to the store for you. Because, and here's a lot of you guys are going to get the flu and other stuff. And, you know, don't go out then until you know. And even then, don't go give the flu to somebody. And Sebastian, did y'all bet the -1.5 Green Bay? Yeah, you probably missed the first hour where I talked about how horrible all my picks were.
I did not bet that.
I guess
I saved all my losing for Saturday.
People have said some schools have already been open. HISD hasn't been, though.
You know what?
And that's the bulk of Harris County as far as the numbers go.
My kids' schools, and they go to Klein schools, there's a website where they send out constant updates, like, this many cases on this campus, this, you know, is it an adult case or a kid case? It's every day you get an update. I like that because a kid at my older son's school has had zero cases. At my younger kid's school, they had a case, and I was like, oh, great. I was thinking if there's an outbreak, we're going to have to bring him home and homeschool him. But it turned out it was an adult, and it was, and he hadn't been to school for a week when he tested positive. So it's like, okay, well, it's good. But I like that there's constant updates of what's going on. That's how it should be. Yeah. There should be open communication
that
like
is, that.
That
is good. And Nacho says you could argue that people are going to travel to see family for the holidays and it might spike. It just be smart about it, guys. Don't if you got a big family, split it up a little bit. Make sure you're, you know, and if somebody's sick, don't let them come. I mean, I think that, you know, we can do all these things if we're just smart about them. And, you know, I hope that they're being smart at the school. Sounds like yours are.
Yeah.
If we just keep doing stuff like that, and hey, if you find out somebody's got it that you're in contact with, you got to cut off what you're doing. It's that simple. I don't understand why, you know, well, I do understand why there's just everybody's afraid because, well, all the stuff you're being constantly told. And, you know, I think there's a way to do these things. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Got a gym of the day coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Pressing on the gas, supernova for a nightlight. Dreaming at my dad, and he told me it ain't Christ-like. But nobody never tell you when you're being...
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And just a follow-up, something we were talking about on the Twitch. Robert asked, why is a movie theater different than a restaurant if it's properly distanced? Hey, same thing with the gym. I don't need it in my life anymore. I got a nice setup at home. And that's one of the things that I think a lot of people's lives are going to change that way. And you know, the world's going to have to evolve. And, you know, businesses like that are going to have to evolve. And so a text from somebody said, you're not reading text today. To be honest, I hadn't got around to the text line except until recently. So I apologize for that. If you had something really smart and insightful, feel free to fire it again. And we'll take a look. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
I've got three possibilities. One is I'm just going to dismiss this one. A Russian scientist believes Earth is an alien experiment. Once again, stealing the plot of a movie/book. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So, real clever Russian scientist. We have the plot synopsis of Space Jam 2, which sounds horrible. Or we can go to Alabama. What would you imagine God looking like?
What if God was one of us?
Just a slob
like one of us. Just a stranger on the bus.
Trying to find his way home.
Yeah. I think he's trying to make his way home.
It may be. Maybe he's in Mobile, Alabama.
Like a lonely Rolling Stone.
I picture God as like a sheik, you know? Because he'd be from the Middle East, so he'd be darker. And you know how they have those really cool outfits that they wear and they're all handsome? Like they're really rich ones, like in Dubai and stuff like that. That's how I think God would look.
I picture him like kind of like The Rock, but with less tattoos and more hair.
I picture him as a tanned Vin Diesel.
Okay. But less douchey.
I mean, I don't know him.
Right. But you assume.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Aaron, you want to weigh in here?
I mean, I can't get the quote from Talladega Nights where I like to picture my Jesus or my God wearing a tuxedo t-shirt because he says I'm formal, but I'm here to party. And like he's singing lead singer for Lynyrd Skynyrd. He's got giant angel wings on him.
Well, in Mobile, Alabama, a man wearing a blue wig and a dress claimed to be God.
That's not what I would go with.
No, that's not what I... Well, first off, I don't mean to be, you know, judgmental of Alabama, but I think if God were hanging around, not going to Mobile. And no offense, Mobile. There's better places. But yeah, blue wig dress. He claimed to be God. He broke through the doors of a local media complex and forced some tense moments with the police. They finally took him into custody after he smashed the lobby door's glass with a tire iron and crawled into the lobby. Just going to say my first hint that you're not God besides the blue wig is that you need a crowbar to get into a door.
Not wise, guys.
Bruce Jones was later booked into a Mobile Metro jail on a burglary charge.
I love that burglar. That's a great word.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Robert likes the Baby Jesus version better. Yeah, that is my favorite. The best is the outtakes from the movie when they're doing all the ones that didn't make the movie. But, yeah. All right, so let's squeeze in a call. Clyde. Go, Clyde.
Hi, Fred and AJ. I want to pick y'all brain because I do. Y'all don't hold back like my mom and dad used to say. The Astros, who do y'all see releasing and getting another arm behind Verlander and Greinke? Because I see them back in the Fall Classic right here next year again.
Oh, yeah. I don't feel the same way. I do think that, I mean, well, Verlander's not going to play for them next year. Verlander, you've seen Verlander be, you've seen him pitch his last game for the Astros. I think Greinke will be near the top of the rotation. And I think they're hoping that Fromber and Jose Urquidy are also near the front of that rotation. When you factor in, you're going to assume McCullers is going to be there. But like
I'll say what I've said all along. I think he'd be better suited for the bullpen.
I don't think that's a bad idea. But you do need to add another middle of the rotation starter, I think. And then you need to add a back end bullpen guy. And you probably need to. I mean, the bullpen needs a lot of work. I don't think they're gonna I don't think they're releasing anybody. They're going to. They're not going to re-sign some guys, but they're not firing anybody.
I think your primary issues are you have to make a decision on George Springer, Michael Brantley right off the top. I imagine they're going to get one of those guys signed. I really feel like that. They got Yuli locked up, so of course he kind of disappeared after that happened. But then you got to start looking at the rotation. The guys you mentioned, at some point, you know, maybe Forrest Whitley actually shows up in the major leagues.
Yeah.
I mean, at this stage, I don't think you're counting on him, but yeah, Verlander's having Tommy John. He won't pitch at all next year and probably not until 2022 at some point, for somebody. And at that point, maybe you bring him back on a 1 year prove it deal, but who knows? I mean, he may not want to come back. I mean, that's, you know, we saw with McCullers how long that is and he's not a young man anymore. So yeah, you've got a nice core there, I think, with Greinke, Framber, and Urquidy. And, you know, maybe
Javier. Assuming Greinke hasn't hit some kind of a wall.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to tell.
He's an older dude.
I think he's a guy, that kind of guy that holds up because it's not like he's counting on stuff anymore.
Right.
I say stuff, but he's not counting on power. How's that? Yeah. And I think Javier may turn into a guy who could become a starter for you.
I like Javier better in the bullpen.
But I mean, either
he reminds me a little bit of like he can go a few innings, like sort of like Brad Peacock had been doing before. I think having a valuable guy like that in the bullpen is a good thing.
But I mean, I think he might be able to develop into a starter for you. And you've got some of those guys coming back off injuries too that can do that also. And you just have to decide which of those are going to be you're going to use. And then I think in the at some point, maybe you do bring in another starter, but I think the priorities decide what you're going to do with Springer and Brantley and maybe, you know, Correa too.
Looks like Clyde Edwards-Alaire is he's playing like he doesn't want Le'Veon Bell to get his job. 15 carries, 130 yards. Is that good?
Yeah.
I'm not a big math guy.
Guess who's playing him in fantasy this week too?
Oh, he's on my team.
Yeah.
I have two teams. He's on both of them.
Let's just go to a caller. Which one do you want?
Do Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports.
Sports. Real quick question, man. I'm a Tennessee Titan fan, always have been. But I'm a realist as well. 5-0. We played a pretty weak schedule. My question is are we concerned about the Colts? How do you see the AFC South playing out?
I mean, you should be concerned about the Colts. I think the Colts are very good. The reason why I think the Colts are the best team in the division is because they're the only team that has a defense. The problem is they've also got Phillip Rivers. And on days like yesterday when they couldn't get the run game going, they've got to throw it a lot, and that's scary. Yesterday it worked out. More often than not, it's not going to work out. I think the Titans will know more about what they really are next week because – I think we learned a lot about what the Browns are this week when they played the Steelers. If the Steelers come into your house and curb stomp you, that's going to throw up some red flags. But I don't know, man. This Titans team is interesting. But like we were talking about earlier, they're terrible on defense. I think they're worse than their stats say they are on defense.
Yeah.
But it hasn't bit them yet, and they're getting really good quarterback play. But you're right. The schedule... especially the schedule of defenses you've seen, has not been very rough. The Bills' defense is bad. The Texans' defense, bad. Vikings' defense, bad. Jags' defense, bad. The only defense that's really worth a damn that you saw is Denver, and you scored 16 points against them. So,
yeah, although that was your kicker missing 3 field goals. You should have scored more. But I would just say the big concern for me coming out of yesterday is Taylor Lewan might be out for the year.
Yeah, that's bad.
And how long have we seen how important left tackle is?
Well, and you know who that's really bad against? The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah. Yeah, because they have some guys who can get to the quarterback. And I think, you know, the Steelers damn near making the playoffs last year without Roethlisberger. We're seeing how good that team is. And maybe the best trade of a first-round pick
was
for Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Well, or you could argue the Bills trading their first-round pick for Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Worked out for both teams, though, because the Vikings got Justin Jefferson out of it.
Yeah.
He's pretty good at sports, too.
Wish he had somebody to throw him the ball.
Well, he had 100-something yards.
I know.
Something yards.
Imagine,
somebody threw him.
Imagine what he would have done if he had a real quarterback.
All right. What are we talking here, Aaron? The grill shop. My guys over at Texas Star Grill Shop. You looking for a new grill, baby? You know where to go. Go see the pros at Texas Star Grill Shop. And listen, I didn't know what kind of grill I was looking for, really. I mean, I had a general idea of what the way I like to cook, but they asked me, do you want to cook on pellets? You want to cook on charcoal? How do you want to do things? You want to do you want to make it easy on yourself, or are you a man who's going to sit out there and tend the fire all day? They talked me through it and they pointed me in the right direction. They can do that for you too. And then on top of it, they're going to haul the grill to your house. You're going to say, hey, I want it right here. They're going to set it up for you for free. It's just so generous of them. They're the best. It's going on now. Pits and Spits, the Texas Star Grill Fall Sale. Pits and Spits, Traeger, Memphis, Napoleon, Kamado Joe. They've got them all at discounted prices, guys. Check them out. 3 locations. Katy, Spring, Houston, opening up over here in Post Oak pretty soon. And you can find them always open online, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.